Hello everyone, it is Friday the 20th of March and it's about 20 past 12 in the afternoon UK time. Sorry if this annoys people, me saying what date and time it is, it's just because my booms don't upload straight away, sometimes they take ages and I don't know why, it's just weird. Anyway, I want to talk about cold calls. I've had three cold calls this week from the first lady, because I've had a lady and a gentleman that's called twice. The lady was called Claire, and she said that she was from EDF Energy, right, which is one of our energy suppliers in the UK. Sorry, my Dropbox is going off on one. Anyway, so she said, can I do you a quick quote for your energy, you know, see if it's any cheaper, there's no pressure, you don't have to switch, blah, 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 blah. So, I weren't really bothered. You know, I have been looking to switch, to be fair, but when people cold call you, you don't know who they are, so on and so forth. So, anyway, she did this quote, and it did work out cheaper than what I'm paying already with my current supplier. However, she said, I said, look, I'm not looking to switch. I want to do some research, blah, 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 blah. If I want to switch, I will give you a call back. So she says, ah, well, you can't call me. You can't call back here. Well, that set alarm bells ringing straight away. She'd left a number, which is, it's got a Newcastle area code. And the number is, I will tell it you, 0191-426-5432. So, sorry, that's a bit broken up. Anyway, it turns out, I did some research, it turns out that they are a marketing company who work on behalf of EDF Energy. So they're not EDF Energy, they're a marketing company. So a couple of days ago, I got another call from a man called Adam, who was also from the same company, by the way. And he said, oh, you've spoken to one of my colleagues. And I said, yes. And he said, oh, so about switching. I went, no, I don't want to switch. Well, we can do you this great deal and we can save you lots of money and blah, 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 blah. I said, no, I'm not, I don't want, I don't want to talk about this right now. I haven't got time. I've got visitors coming, which I had. So, and then he's going on and on and on about switching and they can do me this and these deals can change on a daily basis. And it was really, you know, I don't get uncomfortable about much, but I hate cold calls and I hate being pressurised into buying something or switching something that I don't want. And there's no way that I would be giving my bank details to a total stranger over the phone unless I'd called them and it were a company that I'd wanted to switch to or use or something like that. It's just totally out of order. So I've registered my number on the telephone preference service and I've also made a complaint to EDF Energy themselves. And I just wondered if anybody else has had a similar thing from EDF Energy or this marketing company. And if so, complain about it because it's totally out of order and I don't agree with things like that anyway. So, for example, we want to look into having a water meter. So what I will do, I will ring my water supplier and talk to them about it. I wouldn't talk to them if they rang me. Plus, it makes companies look desperate, really, when they start cold calling. I don't know. I just don't like it. So anyway, that's my rant of the day. And I just thought I'd put it out there just to make people aware. You know, they might be totally honest, but how do you know? How do you know? So just be aware of a marketing company claiming to be EDF Energy with a Newcastle area code. And that's it. Bye for now.